Like to call your attention to the Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter. We'll be reading verses 1 through 7, and also for your consideration, the book of Titus, the third chapter, verses 5 and 6, that you've already heard in your hearing. The Bible reads this morning, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Titus 5 and 6 says, Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. The basis of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning. Jesus said, we must be born again. Jesus said, we must be born again. But I do come to share with you this morning that regardless to what you've already gone through, you know not what you may have to go through. Even this blessed day as today. Last week we shared in lifting up the mighty name of Jesus. And from last Sunday to this Sunday, many of our loved ones have gone on home. We are not in a position this morning to boast. We are not in a position to judge. And we are not in a position to try to put in our minds or try to figure out the why. Jesus said that we must be born again. The Word of God tells us, marvel not. That ye must be born again. In our biblical teachings, we have been led to believe that when we read the Holy Bible, as we read in the New Testament and we read the Gospels, and all of the words that we see printed in red, we are led to believe that these are direct words from Jesus himself. So that text that we shared with you this morning from the Gospel according to St. John, those first seven verses, all of those verses you hear Jesus speaking. All right. And what the Lord is telling us this morning is that we must be born again. I'm here this morning to let somebody know that being on the church membership roll does not guarantee you a fact that you've been born again. I'm grateful and I thank God and I thank God for the precious spirit and power that was in this place on Wednesday evening when we baptized these candidates. And not only them, but all of us that declare that we are Baptist members, we've all been baptized in the water. Completely immersed down in the water, signifying that we wanted to follow the example of Jesus. Buried with him in his death and to be risen again in the spirit of new life.
But even being baptized does not guarantee us that we have been reborn. God has allowed us to come together one more time on a cloudy, cool Sunday morning. We got to learn how to rise up above the clouds and know that out of all the gloom and despair that might be going on in one's life, there is a bright side somewhere. How many of you believe that the sun will shine again? It doesn't matter how much despair that you're in, how much you've gone through, there is a better day coming. See, if we are believers, then we are to have trust that God will do just what he does. He is our maker. He's our keeper. He's our protector. He's our sustainer. He is the one that can do anything that he wants to do. His love exceeds beyond our comprehension. The love that God has for us is such a unique love that the Bible declares, even in the words of John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, when the word of God says whosoever, whoever wants to believe in God, it doesn't matter what color you are, how much money you got, what side of the track you were born on, it doesn't matter what you've done in your life. There are a lot of us like to think we've been holy all our lives. How many of you know that's a lie? There are those of us like to forget about our yesterdays and forget about those things that we did that was not in the will of God, but they're still a part of the history that we have now. That won't hold us back from God blessing us. But we got to acknowledge and realize that our natural character, we are who we are. It takes the spirit of a mighty God to help us be a better person. And even in being better people, we found that being saved don't make you perfect. And being on the Lord's side don't put you in a position where you're exempt from getting mad sometimes. Any of you saved folk ever get mad? Any of you sanctified folk ever get a little wind in your jaw? And every now and again, you almost get to that place where you tell somebody, you almost made me lay my religion down. Well, I thank God that you almost laid it down, because if you got the kind of religion that you can pick up and put down, when you get ready, you keep yours. That ain't going to work for me. I need something that's going to hold me when I can't hold myself. I need something that will hold this big mouth of mine. Every now and again, I want to tell you something, but the spirit of the Almighty God tell me, no, you can't talk like that. Anybody ever get corrected in their life through and by the power of God? That small, still voice just speaks to your heart and speaks to your mind. Say, hold up! Don't say that right now. Everything you think you can't say. I don't care how old you are. Some old folk like to think, I'm old enough, I can say what I want to say, but oh no, you're not that old. If you want respect, you got to give respect. Telling somebody you there elder, way, act like an elder. Gray hair don't give you no clout. Some folk got gray very early in life because it was hereditary. 25 and 35 and got a gray head, but not a whole lot of wisdom. Time ought to give you wisdom. And what gives you wisdom is going through earthly experiences that help you to grow. To know that when you've been tried by the fire, when you're at your worst point in life, that's when you know how to hold on and hold out. We got to learn how to praise God. We got to give him praise no matter what it is that we are going through. And we got to take time to just think for a moment just how good God is to us. For if it hadn't been for the Lord who was on our side, where in the world would we be? We got to realize that every one of us in here ought to have something to tell God thank you for. I found out that when it looks bad on the outside, when you've been tried by all types of different temptations and your faith and your determination seem to be put up against a wall, or you between a rock and a hard place, all you got to do is stand there and trust the power of a mighty God. You got to learn how to hold on and maintain on your solid foundation. It is known that we all handle things in different manners. And if you notice, if you know God, if you got trust and faith in God, then that gives us hope that no matter what it looks like, it's going to get better. But see, the enemy wants you to think that because it looked bad, that's the way it's going to be. The enemy wants us to think because one of our families is dealing with a tragedy, and then you begin to wonder and question God, Lord, why my children? And then you are not in a position to give an accurate answer because I truly, really can't give you an answer. But then you hear a mother declare that God is in control of all things. God gave and God can take back that he has given. And who are we to question God? Who are we to begin to sit and judge and begin to wonder, why was it allowed to happen? Sometimes you need to just be still and let things alone. If you can't help a situation, keep your mouth off of it. Don't go running around just acting concerned just because you knows it. That's why a lot of folk won't let you in because you're nosy and they detect that nosy spirit before you get there. They know how to try the spirit by the spirit. Everybody come and say, Brother Boyer, I'm praying for you and I wish you Godspeed. Some of them are telling a lie. They want to see whether or not you're going to be crazy enough to say, man, I'm going to have no money to pay my bills this week. Every time someone comes to you, that don't mean that they're genuinely concerned about your welfare. And even if they're not concerned, don't let what they think, what they say hinder you from being happy anyhow. Anybody in here ever been broke, and still just happy? I'm so glad I like a dollar, but I'm so glad that dollar don't give me my strength. I'm so glad that dollar don't feed me when I get hungry. It may be able to buy me a cheeseburger, but if I can't get a cheeseburger, I'll go in the refrigerator and get a piece of bologna. All you got to do is be thankful for what you got. They living in the big house over there, don't worry about it. You can't afford the big house, so don't worry about the big house. Can't hardly pay the light bill in the little house. So stop worrying about the folk with the big house. Say, to God be the glory. We got to learn how to lift one another up. Be happy for people when they advance in life. It's not meant for everybody to be on top of the hill. Some folk got to still be down in the valley and look up to the hill so they have something to work toward. See, if you ain't got nothing to work for, sometimes you just get there and sit down and stay down. But if you're tired of being down and out, if you're tired of being broke and disgusted, you will do something about yourself. Sitting around talking about I got a degree and I can't get a job. You can't get a job in that degree, but you better find any kind of job. You got to start somewhere. Pity ain't gonna feed you. We gotta know this morning that we're in this thing together. Too many of us have separated ourselves. The body of Christ has been separated because of our different denominations and because we get the big head and think our way is better than their way. We don't come together like we ought to. But yet we are talking about and praying and preaching about a God that when we all get to heaven, what a time we're going to be. So now if we make it to heaven, I wonder what kind of doctrine is Jesus going to give us there? If Jesus started talking some of that Holy Ghost stuff, some of us are stiff-necked Baptists that don't want to believe the whole Bible, but we pick out what little bit we want to believe and we walk on that. Some of those sedity Presbyterians that got to sit there and be quiet. And why are they making all that noise down there? Because I heard that we ought to learn how to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Too many of us think that our way is the best way. But I'm here to let you know that it's all about God. We find in the Bible that we are many members, but yet one body in Christ. But know and understand that there are still too many men and women, boys and girls that are part of the others. You know who the others are? First of all, you got to know who you are. How you going to say it's them when it might be you? Now, there are two types of people. Believers and unbelievers. You're either one or the other. The reality of life is that you fall in one of those categories. You either believer or you the part of the others. Now that's who going to be our others this morning. The others are the unbelievers. Those ones that don't want to hear sound doctrine. The others are those that don't really want to believe that Jesus got up out the grave. The others are those that got to see a sign that something got to fall out of the heavens, something got to just really get their mind and their attention and make them believe that there is a higher power. But I thank God for the believers. For if you're a believer, they tell me that you will get power that will come from on high. Now, one thing about being part of the believing part is that the Bible lets us know that we don't have any right to boast. Now, if you are one of those that sit there and you already done classified where you fit in at, do you know where you fit in? Am I talking to anybody in here that know exactly where they fit in? I ain't talking about know how to go through the motions. I ain't talking about when the bandwagon started running, you know how to jump on board. But I want to know how many of you know how to get the wagon together. If the wagon not ready to roll, we got to get the wagon together. And a wagon not going to roll on square wheels. A wagon is not going to roll on flat tires. So somebody got to have enough wind in them to blow up those tires every now and then and say, we're going to roll on and see what the end going to be. Now somebody going to say, I'm not getting on that bandwagon because they got the wrong engineer driving. But I come to tell you, but you got to stop watching the vessel and look at the power of God that sits in the vessel. All of us looking out or down on somebody when we ought to be looking up to the hills, knowing where all of our strength comes from. Every one of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. None of us know holier than nobody else. You got a testimony? Good, you got a testimony. What that testimony tells us is that you're nothing but a wretch undone. No one's perfect. No one can say that I never did anything wrong. We were born in sin. And the Bible declared that we were shaped in iniquity. But because of the power of a mighty God, everything worked out for our good. Something is wrong with every one of us in one way or another. So instead of wanting to be like somebody else, why don't you just ask the Lord to help you be a better you? Know how sometimes we look at those folks that seemingly like they got it going on, but you don't know what they've been going through. Even those of us that praise and hallelujah Jesus, sometime when you get home, you're heckin', holy hell, and you're trying to wonder how I'm going to make it. But every now and again, when your feet start jumping on these floors in here, and you get ready to walk out of those doors right there, you ought to go out of those doors with a spirit that I'm going to let my light shine. And I don't care who don't like me. I don't care who talk about me. I don't care who understands me. But I've been touched by God. And when God touched my body, he made a way out of no way. And I'm going to trust the power of God. Now, some of us got this testimony that I've seen and come short of the glory of God. I've done some things out of the will of God. But Lord, I want to stand right before you now. I want to ask you for your forgiveness. I want to ask you for your mercy. I want to let you know that I can't make it like I'm going. I need a little bit of help along the way. Well, I come to help somebody. Hallelujah. You need some help. You tired of being one of the others. And you want to get on the Lord's side. Where the Bible says all you got to do is just say with your mouth. The word is not thee even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Let me back up. Because too many of us think that it's self-effort. Too many of us like to boast about what we don't do no more. Too many of us like to look out among the congregation and up and down the streets. And we see some of our loved ones that hadn't quite got over the hump yet. So we get this judgmental spirit like we're all of that. Like we've been saved all of our life. But I'm talking to that one that realized that the same God that saved me
can save my brother or my sister. The same God that forgave me, he can forgive my brother or my sister. And I'm trying to help that boy, that girl, that woman, that man in here this morning that don't feel like that they've been born again. I want to help you get born again. In order for you to get born again, the first thing you got to do is confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your own heart that Jesus Christ died and got up out the grave with all power in his hand. For the Bible says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So now that's your first step, is to call upon the name of God. Now in the Baptist church, then we go and we get baptized. And we get down in the pool. And I call on the mighty name of Jesus. And I say, I baptize this, my brother, my sister, in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. But that don't have you to be reborn. But we need to be reborn. Now, let's get this. There's a man, he was a Pharisee, named Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. Now, this Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, said unto him, Master Rabbi, I know that you are a teacher. I've seen the miracles that you perform with my very eyes. And I believe that no man can do these things except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, if you don't want to see the kingdom of God, what you in here for? Stop coming to look at me, to hear the choir, and to give your little testimony and go home. But when you come in here, you come in here to get fused up, gassed up, get restored, and to get back what the enemy had thought that he has taken from you. Because life experiences drain you. Life experiences make you wonder and make you doubt. But when you got your hand in the hand of a mighty God, and you know that you want to get to the kingdom of God, you got to understand that in order to get there, you got to be born again. Now, Nicodemus, with his smart self, he says unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? I'm glad Jesus. One thing I can't stand, somebody asked me a stupid question. A lot of time when I get a stupid question, I give no answer. But I'm not Jesus. So Jesus looked over the stupidity. Now, when we were born, physically born, came through our mother's womb, I heard that we got some little babies called preemies. Then we got some of them big old babies got to be cut out. But once that baby get on the outside, and you feed that baby and that baby began to grow, talk to your mama. She got tired of you them 9 months. You think she'd have died and let you get back in? Stupid question. But what the Lord wants us to see is that it's impossible for a man to go back to his mom and be reborn. But it's necessary, if you want to get to the kingdom of God, to go through the rebirth. So Jesus answers and said unto them, Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. So you and mama had y'all's day. But now that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee that she must be born again. Now, when we think about that physical birth, it was documented. The very hour, the minute, the second that you arrived, it was written down. And it's in a file, and anybody can go and pull you up, and they can tell you the exact day that you were born. But now, when it comes to the rebirth, unless there's something about you that you're sort of so religious that you want to keep up with everything, you don't remember when you got reborn, but you know you've been born again. That make any sense to anybody? See, that there folk, and I had a woman to tell me the other day, say, you know, I got baptized when I was a little girl. And I can't remember when I got baptized, so I think I need to do it again because I can't remember. But now, baptism wasn't her new birth anyway. But now when you think about being born again by the Spirit, what you got to do is open up yourself. You got to stop holding down yourself. Realize that there is a God that sits high. And that God that sits high and he looked down low told me to stop by and tell somebody this morning that you must be born again. You can't make it in this life all by yourself. But you need the power of a mighty God. You need to know that the Lord God is on your side. And if you ever needed somebody in your life, you need the Lord in your life right now. I want to let you know that if you want to be born again, all you got to do is ask God to come into your life. For the Spirit of the Almighty God, it'll jump from heart to heart and from breast to breast. I thank God for the Spirit of God, for it is able to bless and baptize us. I want to know if there's anybody in the house that know that God is on your side. They know that you are a child of a mighty God. You got God in your life, but you just don't have some of the answers. And you want a closer walk with Christ Jesus. I somebody let you know that there was a day that you were born into this world. There's an appointed day that you are going to die. But before you get into that, you got to look at the dash. That dash is in the middle of your beginning and your end. That is the life that you live. So as you live your life every day of your life, you ought to be thankful to the Lord our God. I thank God that one day I got born again. One day the Spirit of the Almighty God, something got a hold of me, and I have not been the same. Don't do everything just right. Don't have all of the answers. Every now and again I might still fall short, but I learned how to get back up. Look to the hill from which cometh my help. Know that all of my help come from God. And I go to God in prayer. And the Lord God tell me that everything is going to be all right. For I found out when I got blessed by God, it was after God came in the midst. After God appeared in my life, then I began to see things in another way. But I found out it's not by any works of righteousness, not by anything that we can claim of our own, but it's only by the Spirit of a mighty God. See, a whole lot of us like to boast about what we do and what we've done and where we're going. But I want to let you know you're not going nowhere until you go to the transition room. The Bible says flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So there got to be a transition made in your life. You got to change from this mortal body and change into immortality. But in order for you to believe in all of that, first of all, you got to believe in the power of God. You got to believe that God will wash you whiter than snow. You got to believe that the power of a mighty God, it will come down from the highs of heaven and it will go down on us just like a dove. I thank God for the Spirit will lift you up. When everybody has turned their back on you, the Spirit will let you know that I'm there with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And I somebody tell somebody that we must be born again. Now when Jesus say must be, that means it got to happen. There's no way around it happening. If you want to go where Jesus is, You got to be born again. Well, somebody might say, I don't want all that holy stuff. But all I want to do is just walk in heaven. I want to hear him say, well done. Well, anyway, you bless me, Lord. I'll be satisfied. If you want me to dance a jig, I'll dance for you. If you want me to holler to the top of my lungs, I'll holler for you. If you want me to lift up holy hands, I'll lift up my hands to you. Anybody in here need the Lord? Anybody want a closer walk? Anybody realize that you're not where you want to be? If you want to get a little bit closer, you better open up your heart and allow the Spirit of a mighty God to fall fresh on you. And when the Spirit falls fresh on you, it'll renew your spirit, it'll renew your mind, it'll remove your faith, and you'll know that everything is going to be all right. But you got to be born again. You got to be touched by God. You got to be laid in the hand of a mighty God. And the God that I serve, that sits high and looks down low, he'll reach down in the dirt and the mud, pick you up and wash you off, make everything all right. He'll let your yesterday be yesterday. And you can say like Paul, I'm forgetting those things that are behind me. And now since I got Jesus, I'm going to press my mark. I'm going to keep on running. I'm going to keep on pressing. I'm going to keep on trying to do what the Lord say do. Because I got to be, I must be born again. And after I get born again, I got a new way of thinking, a new way of walking, and a new way of trusting. Because something about the new birth, it'll change your whole frame of mind. The way that you used to think, you won't think that way no more. Because you got somebody that understands who you are. You got somebody that knows your struggle, and he knows your pain. In those days when you've done all that you know how to do to make things right, and it seemed like you're not getting nowhere, tell the enemy he's a lie. Because all you got to do is stay focused. Today I might not got that job. Today I may have not got my deliverance. I may not have gotten my breakthrough just yet. But it's on the way. I know it's coming. You see, that's a walk of faith. It's when you walk by faith and not by what you can see. Lord, I can't see you opening that door. But I'm going on toward that door anyway. Because even though it's closed right now, when I get to the door, it's going to open up. And everything is going to be all right. I got to trust the power of God. We must be born again. It's all right to join the church. It's all right to be on all of these many ministries and auxiliaries. But if we're not born again, all of our good labor is going to be in vain. Because I don't know about you, but I do want to hear him say, well done. But if I don't do nothing down here, that don't give him nothing to work with. Where are you in your situation? Sometimes we always trying to find out who is it that's responsible for me being where I am. Why is it that I can't get out of this rut? And we're looking for somebody to point the finger at. But instead of pointing the finger, just go find a mirror and say, I'm going to get out of this place and I'm going to move forward. Whatever it takes, I'm going to move forward. And you know what happens when you say it? Two individuals hear you. The enemy and your master. The enemy immediately starts saying, you remember what you did? You remember this? Don't nobody care nothing about you. But somebody has heard you. And he put some very special people in the right place. That they see something in you that you hadn't seen in yourself. That's the way Jesus works. He sees in us what we can't see. We're so blinded by the flesh that we forget who we belong to. Think about it. If God wasn't such a merciful
forgiving and loving God, all of us would be lost. Wouldn't be nobody to come here preaching because wouldn't be nobody to preach. But when you humble yourself at the feet of Christ, and when you hear what Jesus says, marvel not that ye must be born again.